the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Giver of life. Amen.
Amen.
I just realized I owe Dwight a big apology. I was so excited that Billy and everybody gave me the thing to go ahead that I went right ahead and we totally went right over the prelude. So I apologize. Get you out of here quickly, so that's good. I know I have a reputation to be short, and Charlene was on me this morning. You've got to be really short and quick and everything, so I will try to do my best. The other thing, it's exciting for me for the first time to work with Melissa. You know, she's not half bad. She's been here how long now? It's amazing. And Chris has sort of hogged it all. He hasn't let anybody work with me. So it's fun to be present with her and feel the energy that she brings to this place and to Grace. Grace is truly blessed to have her, and welcome from an old timer. It's funny, for me, normally I always preach on the gospel, but this week I decided to, the whole issue of Romans, we as children of God, our inheritance, it sort of was intriguing to me, plus a lot of the online services talked about it, so I thought, aha, I can go with this and be somewhat brief, maybe not as brief as some in this place would like, but I can be brief and see what happens. Inheritance, when I was a child growing up in Florida, I was embarrassed by my inheritance. My parents were older. I was from one of the founding families of Sanford, and the Chasing Company was the largest employer next to the Navy. And so I always felt embarrassed about these blessings, about the history, the inheritance. And I was named after my father. I'm a junior, Randall Chase Jr. So everybody knew, who I was and knew where I came from. But as I've grown older, and really once I went away to college, I realized what a blessing. Because our inheritance comes in so many ways. Our physical and bodily inheritance is our genetic picture. What we inherited from both our mother's side, our father's side, and we are uniquely mixed as a genetic package. And that's a gift. We had nothing to do with it. We have no way of controlling it, really. So it is a gift, our heritage, our bodily side. Also, when we grow up, the inheritance of who we are is sort of blossoms by our parents, how they raise us, by probably what we eat, what we see, who we see, what we do, our education. So we are made, but again, it's giving to us. These are all gifts to us. Today, to make it quick and simple, we also have a spiritual inheritance, that comes to us in baptism as a gift. We are made a child of God, and as it says in Romans, if we are God's children, then we are God's heirs, and if heirs, we are heirs with Christ, co-heirs. And so, again, it's a gift, our spiritual journey. To say a little bit about how, for me, the two came together, or come together, my mother probably would have been one of the early women bishops if it was appropriate or possible in her generation. She studied at General Seminary in the summers because they didn't let women study at other times there. She actually had classes from Niebuhr, from Tillich, from all the giants. And when she died and we were closing the house, we found books, her seminary books that were there. She went on to be a college chaplain in Tallahassee at what was Florida State College for Women. It's now FSU. And she would run summer classes at University of the South in Sewanee, where Melissa came from, for the bishop school. Baby bishops, Bishop Gordon, who now has died, was a bishop of Alaska's one and others, who knew Mom as one of the instructors at University of the South summer summer opportunities. And my father was a very, very active but quiet layperson, very active in doing and being present. The first, one of the early rectors of Holy Cross Sanford was Henry Laudit, who went on to become Bishop Laudit. And he, since Dad had a big house and was a bachelor, Henry Laudit and Dad lived together while he was rector in Sanford, so there was a close bond. And Dad went on to help when they split the diocese in all many ways. So that's an inheritance for me. All that energy, that goodwill, that gift, that concern about God's church and how we maintain and care for it actually is something that was given to me by both parents and also by other family members as well. And so, you know, we have these inheritance. We are children of God. What are we supposed to do with this? What are we supposed to, how are we supposed to make it present and alive in a way that continues to enhance, to grow God's church, the body of Christ? And I think for us, it is to put on the whole armor, the whole body of Christ, to remember when we look at people, to use the eyes of Christ in a way that we see beyond all the things that distract us, but see the child of God in the person that we're engaging or encountering, that we see and become present to in that way, other people, that we show mercy, that we love kindness in us and encourage it in other people, and that we become, through our eyes of faith, the eyes of Christ to this generation. Amen.